Moreover, that in the terms that Popper uses for dualism, which he would probably term that dualism as a split between the material and the spiritual, and we are encouraged by Power to believe that the spiritual, quote-unquote, side of ourselves, the side that marches off to academe eager to please, is the more elevated, much like ancient Greece. That those terms are, practically speaking, names for slave and free, and that all of us, and this is since the inception of class itself, all of us are trying not to be in that slave category. That's what this is all about. All of the control mechanisms of power are to remind us that unless we do X, Y, and Z, we're going to get stuck in that slave category. This is how they get us to betray our brothers and sisters, both within the nation state and right now what's really up is globally, because the propaganda that Power is putting out for us in the U.S. is to turn our backs on what's going on elsewhere. Things are going to get really rough. Focus on the folks you love. Get ready for, if not the apocalypse, at least really difficult times, and just hang on and try to get through it. Well, I'm arguing that these are times for just the opposite. These are times for us to embrace our abundance, to realize that they are conning us, that as soon as we embrace each other globally, we see that we are everything. That is abundance. We help each other. We release the power within each one of us. In each one of us, that power is limitless. And we create everything we need to be self-sufficient and happy globally.